And a very pleasant good morning, a very pleasant, beautiful Sunday morning from the new Elcott the Next Step Redeemery Induction Arch and Ego Drain Suck in Ventura, California. The new Ego Drain Suck, which helps evaporate, remove, and jettison ego, has been installed here in Ventura, California, only the second of its kind, in the constellation of stars that am Elcott the Next Step's Induction Arch, Redeemery, and now the new Ego Drain Suck. We have one other, and that is in our Mother Church in Wampaw, New York. Elcott the Next Step, inaugurating the new Ego Drain Suck in Ventura, California, a Redeemery and Induction Arch, par excellence. One of four in the North American continent. Elcott the Next Step, from Ventura, California, brought to you by Menzies Fortified Wine. I can tell you this because I used to live on the streets. In many ways, I still am. I'm Jerry Mincy. I make a fortified wine for those of you that like the life on the rails, life on the road. I'm on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Menzies Fortified Wine. Get you up in the morning, put you to sleep at night. Take it from me. What's my first name? I forget. Menzies Fortified Wine, now in the six-pack. And by Quantum Rectum Salve. It's tough these days. Your diet, all wrong. Constipation? You bet. Quantum Rectum Salve makes it that much easier to get the day's business done. Pick up Quantum Rectum Salve at your local
Fuzzy's Drugstore.
You'll be glad you did. And now back to Elcott the Next Step with Dr. Ed Elcott. Yes, we are very, very excited to be back with you on Sunday mornings here on the Phil Hendry Show website for Elcott the Next Step. We've had a great many cards and postcards and letters and emails from people who attend many of our seminars and our discussion groups, as well as our orientations that we have in different markets across the country. And the question is always the same. What is the essence of Elcott the Next Step? Can you also please describe to us what the ego suck drain is? Or the ego drain suck, interchangeable? Certainly, the two are related, as you know, or may not know, but is well publicized by this point, should have been well publicized by this point. We're out walking the streets, giving out handouts. I'm up probably 14 hours a day, walking around, giving people printed literature, talking to people on the phone, doing seminars like these until I want to... Dr. Elcott, watch it. Yeah, no, it's all right. So I work very hard. And I will say this, I enjoy the work. I know that I had mentioned 2 weeks ago in an interview on the Dave Kingsley television program in Monterey, California, that I quote-unquote was tired of carrying overlord slop jars. That is not true, and that wasn't fair of Kingsley to let that out on the air. He should have deleted that or otherwise edited it, but he let it go out. And by letting it go out, what he did was release what we call the stench of the new age. It was as if he lifted one cheek, let one go, smiled and said, "Isn't that lovely?" Well, no, it isn't, Dave. And no, it wasn't, Dave. And no, it continues not to be, Dave. You gotta... Oh, and anyway, what I was saying is that the ego suck drain is that which helps evaporate ego. Now, the induction arch brings you to the higher levels of overlord, overseer, and then, of course, pure myth. If you are pure myth, you have released body entirely, and you are elevated, you are what we call propelling in the atmosphere just above private conversations. Let me bring on now Overlord Sonny Bunberg. Sonny, the, if I may call you Sonny.
No, no, you may not. And you know I like you, Ed. You know I like you a lot.
Yeah.
But don't do that again, okay? Because that's automatic leveling. And I hate, let me tell you folks, I love Dr. Elcott. I think he's a wonderful man, and I would like to see him elevated more than anybody. But when you call me Sonny, you're right, you're in the barrel, as they say.
No, I understand. I forgive me. You've been so good to me. I just you're familiar with me. Familial, yes. Familial, yeah. I'm your overlord Sonny Bunberg. And I saw you for just the second time in my time as a priestly last week at the elevation of Dr. William Burtman to Treetop Evans.
Treetop Evans, Overlord Treetop Evans. has attained his status as well-being and personification of the Huebnerisms. And we're very proud of him. Now, we're waiting to get you to overlord status. As you know, August is the cutoff.
I understand.
And we're really excited. We think August is going to be the time that you see Dr. Ed Elcott, folks, elevated to overlord status. Let me just,
yeah. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Ready to go, Dr. Elcott. If it's true, what do you mean is it true? Who is this?
This is my engineer, Jerry Boutonniere. He is not a member of Elcott The Next Step.
Oh, that's right. You're the one who's, you can just say whatever you want, can't you?
Well, you know it's true. I can say anything I want because I'm not a part of your religion. Look at him. He's scratching his chin like, what, do you want to level me? You can't.
Now, Jerry, I will ask you to step out of the room if you become contentious.
All right.
Yeah. See, Ed, you're good to people, and that's one another thing that I like about you. But you're good sometimes to the wrong people, like this.
Oh. Ooh! What did you want to say? You want to use the Q word?
No, I did not.
How about that, Dr. Elcott? An overlord wanted to call me the Q word.
I did not hear that, nor did I hear any intention in that direction. What I've done to Dr. Elcott is very simply, it's called the squeeze. And we put a clamp. This is an invisible clamp. It is a spiritual, it is a thought clamp that we put around the testicles, which causes him to squeeze from the ground floor up, as we call it, and he's having a hard time talking right now. I will release the squeeze. He will have no memory of it.
Anyway, Jerry, you should be a lot more mindful of what it is that I do here.
Yes, Dr. Elcott, whatever you say. Dr. Elcott, as we were saying before we were interrupted,
he wanted to see, oh man, you're such a homophobe.
No, I am not. No, I am not.
Jerry, I will ask you to leave. I don't need to hire you as the engineer here.
I know. You know, Dr. Elcott, I can't direct you to fire that man because he's not a member of Elcott The Next Step. I can only register my dissatisfaction.
And you can't level him either. And you can't level him either. Now, Doc, you know, Sonny?
Ooh, Sonny. Look at that, Dr. Elcott. He's going to level you because he can't level me.
Brr. 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 Brr.
Now, you call me, you got to call me Overlord Sonny Bunberg.
Yeah.
What a sadist you are to do that to Dr. Elcott because he's trying to defend me. You please, please, please butt out. I'm trying to be a part of this seminar with Dr. Elcott.
Oh, yeah. And you can sit up there in all your homophobic glory, you and all the other gay-hating overlords.
Oh, my God. What a thing to say.
What is going on, please?
Dr. Elcott, he leveled you, as you know, and now he wanted to start ripping on me because I'm gay.
I don't know any such thing, and I would ask you again, Jerry, to please shut your mouth.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Elcott. I will have you know, ladies and gentlemen, that I am not homophobic. The overlords are not homophobic per se, okay?
Oh, really? What does that mean?
Jerry, please. I'll tell you what it means. It means that we accept all people into Elcott The Next Step. We accept all people into the induction arch to elevate and to release ego. It also means I don't necessarily have to stand there at the same buffet table and get cold cut. What are you telling me I have to?
Oh, so in other words, you're going to get infected with some gay disease, is that it?
I didn't say that at all. Why do I have to argue with this?
Please, Overlord Bunberg.
Almost called me the F word there. Did you hear that?
Please, Overlord Bunberg.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did. He went, this f. I heard it.
Overlord Bunberg.
What do you want? I'm trying to mediate this the best way I know how. With me here, thank you very much, Jerry. Would you please just shut your mouth?
Yeah, okay.
My engineer is Jerry Boutonniere. This is our very first Sunday back here on Elcott The Next Step, and we're very proud and pleased to have Overlord Sonny Bunberg with us. He's helping us inaugurate our ego suck drain, as well as our induction arch here and our Redeemery in Ventura, California. And all of this is going along so very, very well until this argument breaks out here between my engineer, Jerry Boutonniere, who is not a novitiate or initiate of Elkhart the Next Step, and technically, therefore, is outside of what we call, he's outside the range. He is downwind of the overlords and cannot be punished for anything he says. I cannot be punished for anything he says. I can only be punished...
All right, Ed, would you shut up?
Well, look at that. Dr. Elkhart tells you shut up. This is Dr. Ed Elkhart and...
Elkhart?
Dr. Ed Elkhart. And I would say to you, Overlord Bunberg, you seem to be in a bad mood because you can't do anything to my engineer, so you're making fun of me, breaking my balls... Oh, nice going, Dr. Elkhart. That ensures a leveling. I don't give a fuck. How about that? Hey! Hey!
Let's get down to brass tacks here. The reason why I'm here is to help inaugurate the new Sunday morning show of Elkhart the Next Step. That's why I'm here. And all the rest of this...
Yeah?
Please, Mr. Boutonniere, please shut up.
I will shut up.
Because you're acting like a Garfunkel.
A Garfunkel? What?
That is, you know, a troublesome spirit.
Oh, you came out of the leveling, huh?
I don't know what to say. I can get up and leave. I do have that freedom.
Yes, you do.
But I cannot, and I will not, in the name of Elkhart the Next Step and the power of the overlords, I'm not going to get up and leave because some...
Yeah, what? Some F-word is giving you a hard time and I'm not in Elkhart the Next Step? Is that it?
Please shut up. Please?
Well, Overlord Sonny Bunberg,
yeah.
Tell you what, why don't I let you... I know, we can talk about the... Did you just reach down and scratch your balls?
I have to tell the... Yes, I did. So what?
Why?
Giving you a thrill?
Oh, more homophobia.
Jerry,
You can't fire me just because he wants me fired. But I really want
to fire you.
You know you don't. You don't want to fire me. You like the fact that I'm giving him shit.
Dr. Elkhart, I've never directed you to fire anyone who is not a novitiate or initiate. Nor can I do that now. But I'm asking you, okay? If you can do something, because this queer...
Well... Ah, there it is again. There's the Q word. You're nothing but a bunch of homophobes. And Elkhart the Next Step is a sect, it's an anti-gay, homophobic cult of tired old men who call themselves overlords, bet basketball and football, and electrocute people for laughs!
And this was going to be the rollout, huh?
This was... I'm terribly... I'm terribly embarrassed. Terribly embarrassed. You should be embarrassed, Dr. Elkhart, for being associated with this dirty old homophobe sitting there, okay? Who probably is in the closet.
How? What did he say?
You heard me. You're probably deep in the closet.
So in other words, you think I want to get out there and hold hands with a guy?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I'll go you one better. I think you want to hold hands with Dr. Elkhart.
Oh, God! Jerry, you have butchered alive our rollout here this morning on Elkhart the Next Step.
No, I haven't. You know I haven't. All I did was make commentary here about this tired old closeted queen who wants to hide from who and what he is by giving me a hard time because he knows that I can't be stifled. I can't be silenced.
Are you all right, Overlord Bunberg?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I think this is the end of the line for Overlord Bunberg.
Overlord Bunberg is having some kind of a breakdown right now.
Do what? Do it anyway. No.
And all I can tell you is that, Overlord Bunberg is having a breakdown.
You want me to kick him out?
Don't kick him out. Let's just lead him over. Hold on for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry.
Thanks. This is Jerry Boutonniere, and Dr. Elkhart now is helping the Overlord Bunberg outside to one of the seating areas. Sit him in the sun there, Dr. Elkhart.
Yes, yes.
See, all these overlords, all they wanted, and I know this is Elkhart the Next Step, and I know that this is paid for by Wampaw University, or who knows what money is behind Elkhart the Next Step. Only they can't shut me up.
I've got the money. Yeah.
And I admire Dr. Elcott.
Thank you very much, Jerry. You've caused enough trouble so far.
What trouble have I caused? What trouble have I caused? This guy called me the F word, wanted to call me the Q word.
I guess that was inexcusable, you're right. But I was trying to roll out today the next step here, Elcott the next step. And the next step in Elcott the next step was to talk about the ego suck drain.
Oh, the ego suck drain. All it is is a penis pump.
How dare you?
Well,
we're trying to roll out the ego's... Hold on for a minute. The ego suck drain. You know what? We'll take a break. Lean, come on in here.
I'm Lean Wilson. You're listening to Elcott, The Next Step, brought to you by
Minton Brothers Ballet Slippers. Slip them on, become a ballet dancer. Just as simple as that. My name is Elroy Minton. I invented these ballet slippers some 16 years ago. I put them on, and I was 300 pounds at the time, but I frolicked across the floor as if I was a member of the New York City Ballet. Bigger than shit. Minton Brothers Ballet Slippers. Fifth Avenue, New York.
And by
What a Day. It's a good thing I've got Hot Box Muscle Cream. Rub it in, feels good.
Hot Box Muscle Cream. Rub it in, and feel good. Keep on rubbing it. Feel better.
And now, back to Elcott, The Next Step.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott. As we welcome you back here to Elcott, The Next Step, I want to thank Overlord Sonny Bunberg for being on the program. This was not what we had wanted. This was not what we had anticipated. I was going to present to you a lecture, a series of remarks, a series of instructions, and a tutorial on Elcott the Next Step. Instead, I had my engineer, Jerry Boutonniere, who is not a member of Elcott the Next Step and not constrained by the rules, the laws, the flattenings and levelings that would thusly discipline an individual. And so Jerry began to speak out in ways that we found quite jarring. It was at that moment that Overlord Bunberg called Jerry a series of homophobic slurs. Jerry returned in kind some insults, and the entire thing devolved into a breakdown that was suffered here by Overlord Bunberg here moments ago. I had to take him out and sit him in the sun, where right now he is sitting and smiling with his eyes wide open, staring directly into the sun.
Serves them right.
Jesus Christ.
What's that? You get leveled for that.
Oh, shut up. All I ever wanted was the...
Join us next week for another Elcott The Next Step as we dive deeper into the bottomless pit of ego drain.
Elcott the Next Step, a presentation of the Induction Arch, Redeemery, and Ego Suck Drain, Ventura, California. I'm Jerry Boutonniere.
Big deal.
Hold on. Overlord, hold on. I want to say, so this is Overlord Mookie. This is Overlord Sonny Bunberg. I don't forget my name.
It's not Mookie.
I was going to be Overlord Mookie Bunberg. I took the name Sonny Bunberg. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm okay, I'm all right, I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm okay, I'm all right, I'm fine. Yes, I am.
Why don't you call me the F word again?
I'm not in the closet.
Well, I guess you are then.
Thank you.